This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is unlikely to strike an agreement with Iran to save the 2015 Iran nuclear deal unless Tehran releases four U.S. citizens, Washington says it is holding hostage, the lead U.S. nuclear negotiator told Reuters Sunday. The official U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Robert Malley, repeated the long-held U.S. position that the issue of the four people held in Iran is separate from the nuclear negotiations. He moved a step closer, however, to saying that their release was a precondition for a nuclear agreement. Malley told Reuters in an interview with the U.S. that the U.S. is, quote, conducting talks with Iran indirectly on the nuclear file. We are conducting, again, indirectly discussions with them to ensure the release of our hostages, end quote. He said in Vienna, where talks are taking place on bringing Washington and Tehran back into full compliance with the deal. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, troops aided by U.S. troops, tightened their siege of a prison housing Islamic State suspects after inmates took over the facility. Residents and officials said Sunday dozens of inmates were killed in the attack on the prison in northeastern Syria, which began Thursday. Witnesses and officials said militants detonated a car bomb near the prison gates, helping dozens of inmates run off to a neighboring district. The SDF initially said it had thwarted the breakout and arrested 89 militants sheltering nearby, but later acknowledged that inmates had taken over parts of the facility. It said Sunday the number of its fighters who have died rose to 27.